You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Right now, it is time for a trending report. Katie, you got a bunch of local stuff?
I do, and this is an interesting scam that happened to this guy. So he wanted to remain anonymous just because it is kind of a crazy situation. But dude moved into a new house, right?
Okay.
He loved it, but all of a sudden, people started showing up and saying, hey, you got that PS5? And he was like, what are you talking? I don't have a PS5 for you. And this happened multiple times. He said five different times people came to his house saying, I bought a PS5 from you on Craigslist. Where is it? Big scam, right?
What?
Somebody was taking somebody else's money and sending them to this guy's house and having them try and collect their PS5. This poor dude was just like, I didn't know what to do after the third person.
How
I was
annoying.
Like, listen, I know somebody stole your money. I'm so sorry about that, but I do not
I'd be
have
afraid
a PS5.
That somebody would like attack me.
That's why he remained anonymous, for one. Also, he said that. He was like, at first, people were kind of like, oh, that stinks. And he said he even tried to help them track down the person who did it. But he said that like the fourth person was kind of aggressive about it. And that's
yeah.
when
yeah.
he finally reached out to cops. He's like, listen, I don't know what's happening, but I have nothing to do with this. And I just want to get to the bottom of it. And he said that before he moved into this place, it was vacant. So he thinks the guy who's running the scam, or the girl, whoever the person running the scam, knew that that was a vacant spot and was sending people there. And then he moved in and was just kind of, you know, guilty by circumstance.
Gosh, but and if you were that
crazy,
person coming
right?
to the house, like, you wouldn't believe the guy.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, you took my money. Now
exactly.
give me my money back.
Exactly. And that's what he's dealing with right now. And hopefully it works out for him
horrible.
And everything. Yeah, he's had to get police involved. But as of right now, it's just the five people who have shown up. No sixth person. So hopefully they put a stop to it. But my goodness, could you imagine? Like, I just moved into a new place. If people start showing up at my house looking for stuff,
like,
I'd be like, I don't know what to
and
do.
Over. Like,
yeah.
how do you? You would have to have like a police report with you or something. And
yeah.
you're like, here. Here's proof. I've talked to the police about this. I don't have your PS5. Because it's
yeah.
going to end badly at some
it
point.
It is. You would think. Yeah. So,
oh, man.
So yeah, hopefully this guy gets
How
stuff
crazy.
Figured
All
out.
All the crap you got to think about anymore.
Yeah.
I hate it.
A
That's
scam.
So annoying.
I absolutely hate it.
Yeah. yeah. A scam you didn't even know you had to prepare
yeah,
for.
Yeah, you're just chilling at home. You're just like, wait, I don't
fear.
Even have a PS5.
I'm
so sick
exactly.
of the internet.
I'm an Xbox guy.
I'm sick of the internet.
Oh, just people in general.
I got emails yesterday talking about how about, like, a lot of my stuff's on the dark web again. Like, and I'm just like, come on. Just
really like
at,
your
Jer
passwords
Bear?
And stuff.
Well,
like,
yeah, and then you go on and look, and it's all these data breaches, yeah. you know, from various sites, from phone companies to whatever data collection sites, and there's all these breaches, and then all your stuff is out there.
Yeah.
Well, do you ever get those emails or text messages that have like, you know, they give you an update? They're like, hey, your password did get leaked in this data breach or whatever. You should probably change that. Because I get that probably
well, that's
once
what
or
I got
twice
yesterday,
a year.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I get probably once or twice a year. And it's just horrible. And you're like, oh, nice. Because those passwords are used for multiple things. And
yeah.
you're like, oh, okay,
yep.
good.
Exactly. Because we all have a unique password for every single thing, right?
Everything.
Yep. Of course.
Yeah, I'm old school, and I keep them in a notebook. And like,
do
I
you?
Flip through my notebook, and it's like pages of passwords, pages
oh,
and pages
don't
of pages.
Lose that notebook.
I
my
know,
gosh.
Right?
Jeez, dude.
If it was ever a fire or something.
Yeah.
Keep
I
it
know.
In a fireproof safe.
My notebook.
Those don't work.
Yes, they... What?
Dude, my dad's a fire chief. He's like, those are good for like 15 minutes.
Well,
he's
yeah.
like, do you see the fires in California that were melting engine blocks? It's
yeah.
not. It's not going to do anything.
It doesn't do it.
Anyway,
okay.
but yeah.
yeah, but a new scam to
sad.
Look out for. And fireproof safes don't work too. Yeah,
yeah
this is
I trust
sad.
Mine. I have a fireproof safe.
Well,
I was like, mine?
Don't trust it.
Mine's going to work.
No,
okay.
it won't.
Well, here is a positive story coming out of Aurora, as the Aurora Police Department yesterday did something really great for their community. They handed out the free steering locks to crack down
oh.
on auto thefts. Yeah,
that's
they,
exciting.
At the Aurora Police Department headquarters, they were handing these out free of charge, two per house. Household, but they say that this is just one way that they can crack down on all those auto thefts, which, as you know, especially with certain cars, are quite prevalent here in the state of Colorado. So
yeah.
they're doing their part.
That's good.
Yeah.
It'll at least slow the criminal down for about 10 minutes
now,
as they get it off.
I know
just like those fireproof
don't
safes.
Think
they don't
work.
Work.
But that is another thing. Your dad loves the steering wheel thing. Like the steering wheel.
He
lock,
has one
right?
on his car,
exactly.
which is funny because for years he's always told me that those are crap.
Really?
So.
Yes. I was gonna say,
I'm not trusting your dad now.
Why is your mic
Why
off
is
over
your
there?
Mic not working?
What'd you do over there?
I didn't touch it.
Oh, there we go.
Did you turn me off?
There
sure didn't.
Is.
Here we are. We're just sitting here.
Just hanging out.
But yeah, yeah, because you can. So the never mind. We don't need to get into this again. It's
your
another
dad...
product that's like, nah.
Well, they say that the top 10 cars stolen within the city, mm-hmm. that the steering wheel lock works for them, like the Chevy Silverado,
sure.
Chevy Tahoe, the Ford F-250 and 350. My daughter has a Hyundai Elantra, so I'm really glad that she uses the steering wheel
lock. I would
lock.
Imagine it's one of those things that's like they will move on to an easier option, probably.
Yeah, because it's
like
a time
thing. Like your daughter
thing.
Who leaves her doors unlocked on
she
her car.
She does not.
Who was it that left
that
her door?
That was just a story that I told you about.
Liar.
No, it wasn't. It was a girl downtown who got her car set on fire, remember?
Yeah, Katie was just really
was
heartily agreeing with her.
Who was the one that left the doors
it
unlocked?
It was that girl. Cause
yeah,
she
Katie was like, don't leave the doors locked so your windows don't get broken.
But that's what that lady
your
said.
Your car got set. You were backing
I was
her
just,
up
I
all
no,
day
I
long.
I said, I understand her thought process behind this. I don't want them to break out my windows,
that's
so I
a,
unlocked
that's
my
weeks
car.
Ago. Don't worry about it. Move on.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah.
But
so,
yes, I would imagine it is a deterrent.
Yes, yeah, and yeah. Aurora Police Department doing their part. It's
just
neat
bring
that
a
they
saw.
Gave
You're
out
fine.
The free stuff.
That is nice of them.
Don't tell the
you just
robbers
saw your
how
steering
to do
wheel
it.
In two spots, boom, it
okay.
comes right off.
Anyway. Idaho Springs, let's move on, because they are launching a tourism promotion, and it's actually a really neat thing. They're getting a budget to talk about the town for the first time in the history of Idaho Springs.
It's
so,
a cute little town.
I love Idaho Springs. So
there's a Bojo's up
they
there.
They have a Bojo's,
yeah.
but they
and a
also,
Tommyknockers.
They have their hot springs there where you can go in and you can do the mud bath, you can go in and do the real hot spring. I mean, they actually have so many options. It is like a little mountain spa, and I don't think a lot of people realize just how neat it is to go in there and hang out in those hot springs. You need to go do
it's
it.
It's funny. I'm like, oh, they got a Bojo's.
No. Like
I didn't know
they
had a hot springs,
they
though.
Do.
Really, I didn't
and
know
they
that.
Have,
it's
they
in
have
their
hiking.
Names.
They have hiking. They have so many things in Idaho Springs, so I am glad that they're starting to highlight exactly what their tourism offers. They're really highlighting along historic Minor Street and all the spots.
Like, honestly,
they
I haven't
have.
Been up there in years.
You
so
need to go.
I don't know. Have they revamped it and kind of modernized it up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, we all just
kind
of passed
because it's always
it. Yeah.
like all these. Kinda. Janky houses and stuff up on the hill.
Well, the old
like,
mining
eh.
facilities.
We
and
call
stuff.
That historic, actually.
Janky.
They did see a drop in sales tax and tourism revenue over the past year, so that's why they're really wanting to highlight how great of a town Idaho Springs is. And now that they're getting all the construction and everything figured out, it's not as hard to get in and out of the area. They're like, hey, come see us. Come visit our hot springs. Have a good time. I know I'll be making a trip. I love Idaho Springs so much.
We used to go up there a lot in high school because there's some little back trails, you know, because I was vice president of the 4x4 club. Don't want to brag.
How come we didn't get president?
And, yeah, right.
Sounds like someone was better than you.
We had to take him out.
Oh.
But yeah, there's a ton of little trails and stuff, and you got to go through Idaho Springs to get to them, and so we would go up there. So I probably really haven't been up there since high school.
You
dang.
Should
to
make
fart
a
around.
Trip. I love Idaho Springs. I'm a big fan.
Bojo's.
So get up there and Bojo's. See what it's all about. Hey, something you won't see at DIA anymore is the
what?
House of LR&C.
What's that?
What?
Do you know what that is? It's Russell
yes.
Wilson's
yes,
old clothing store.
Yep.
Even after he left to Pittsburgh, that clothing store stayed open at DIA until now. If you are familiar with House of LR&C, you'll know the original store opened up right here at Park Meadows. And then when they opened it at DIA, they closed this location. And so that one's been up and running since then. But yeah, it's been a functioning store even after Russell left us for the Steelers.
The
so.
Store's tenure lasted longer than
it
Russell
did.
Wilson's
it
Denver
did.
Career.
That's so funny. Oh, so yeah, that last piece of Russ is now out of the city.
Thank
but
God.
Yeah, no word well, on if they're gonna start
was it
up.
Clothing?
Yeah, it was a clothing store. So and he also he still has his men's clothing line that is up and running, Good Man brand.
Does that sell people
short and stocky?
It's the first I've ever heard.
What's so
of
short
crazy
and stocky
like,
for men, short and stocky.
That's funny.
It's opposite
that man,
of big and tall.
That man in Seattle was like a first ballot Hall of Famer, and
I
ever
mean,
since then, he is like destroying his chances at being a Hall of Famer.
He really is. Like,
it's wild.
Why does he keep doing that?
I've never seen a man become so detrimental to his
yes.
sports career.
Hang it up, homie. Like, just say bye.
It's just, I don't know what happened to him. Yeah. He was a very decent quarterback in Seattle, like a very, very good quarterback. And then it just fell apart. The wheels fell off, man. It's crazy. I don't even know if he'll get in. Crazy. It's wild.
Isn't that nuts?
And I've been following his career for so long.
I know. Like,
this
why
is disheartening. It really is.
Wondering your thoughts on the whole thing. Yeah.
I don't. I really, you know what? I can't talk about it because I get a little too choked up.
Yeah, for sure.
Just thinking about it, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, poor Russ.
Poor Russell and his wife.
It's such a good store, the DIA, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I'm
you have to move on. I'm sorry.
Moving on to the Poudre Valley School District. So they have a bunch of school buses that are way too old to function. They say if a bus is old, over 25 years old, that you should park it.
I would
you
think so.
You shouldn't be driving
yeah.
it anymore. I didn't.
Over 10 no, years old, I would think.
Here's the thing. Growing up where I did, the buses we use, like, I'm surprised they weren't pulled
That's
by horses.
That's backwoods North
they
Dakota.
They were so old. Dude, like, so the fact that they're like 25 years, I'm like,
you
can
look
still
down
in
and
new condition.
You can see the road through because
exactly.
this came from World
floor
War II.
Yes. Was rusted out.
Yes, like it still had like the steam locomotive engine kind of thing. But no, I honestly, this is such a cool story because they needed to update their bus fleet, and so they bought a bus on Craigslist. I just think this
oh,
is
gosh.
So neat. Yeah, they needed to get
oh,
some
goodness.
New buses, and they got this bus on Craigslist. They kept it for 3 days, and they drove it around and made sure they tested out all the
oh,
bells
so
and
they,
whistles.
At least it was there. They didn't show up at some guy's house.
They did.
And he was like, I don't have it.
No, the guy who sold it to him, too, was an older gentleman who was just very, very forthcoming about the whole bus and its history.
Was
and
it the older gentleman that got fired for sending know, the, for
right?
dropping
in
the kids
Castle
off
Rocks
the bus
earlier? Wouldn't that be
I
funny?
I just kept the bus.
I got the bus in the divorce, yeah. No, but it's got under 100,000 miles on it, just got 86,000 miles. They got
oh,
a deal
it's
on it.
Broken in.
And the Poudre Valley School District are like, we're actually really proud of ourselves for thinking outside the box.
What'd
and
they pick it
I
up for?
Too. I think
surprise?
It was, gosh.
What does an old bus run?
Yeah, I think it was 70,000. I'd have to get
oh, God, so it's still pretty pricey.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
Still.
I had it, but then everything shut down, and now I don't know where to find
okay.
it. But it does have under 80,000 miles on it, and they're very happy about their new
with,
bus
you know,
purchase.
A big old diesel
so they just
engine,
bought
you'll be
one?
Fine.
They just bought one bus. They need to get more buses, but there was only one on Craigslist, Josh.
Well, you're like the Poudre Valley School District. They're like, we bought one bus. I was like, oh, are y'all going to share it?
One bus from Craigslist.
Good for them.
The start of many. They're hoping to find Funny. Many more buses.
Poudre's up there near Fort Collins, right?
Yes, yeah. Northern Colorado.
I did the Poudre River walk a lot, yeah.
Quit
Northern
saying
Colorado. And then just one more, because DIA also had to shell out some money for some new shuttle train cars. I didn't realize those were so old as well. But they actually did. They did have to fork up a lot of cash because $70 million is what they had to pay.
Good
for new
God.
That's more
commuter
expensive
trains.
Than the bus.
Isn't that
Good
insane?
God.
I know. So, Jeez. Yeah. So, a lot of money being thrown around for new commuter stuff.
That's why it's so expensive to fly.
I know. Really. Just to get there.
Good night. Is that all you got?
That's what I've got.
Okay.
There you go. There's
I don't really have anything
stuff.
Else I want to say about. Josh, Jimmy Johnson's retiring from Fox NFL coverage. Did you see that after 30 years?
Yeah, so I saw that on the Super Bowl broadcast, the pregame. They did like a 4-minute montage video about Jimmy Johnson, and he didn't retire then, but he was teary-eyed and he was crying because that's the longest job he's had. I mean, he played in the NFL, he coached in the NFL, he did college coaching, and then he finally joined Fox and Friends on there, you know, doing the football thing for 30 years. And he was very, very sad. But,
I mean, him.
He's awesome.
I like him a lot.
Smart,
when
smart,
I do watch
smart
football,
man.
I do like seeing him.
Great head of hair. And
really good head of
really
hair
Really good
still.
Head of hair. But I think he's getting dang near his 80s, man, if he's not already in them. So
he's like, I'm going to hang it up.
Yeah,
enjoy the rest
enjoy
of my
time
life.
With your family. And it's not like he's hurting for money.
Nope.
But it's hard. Those football guys, like I will say, I have an uncle in the NFL. Like, it is really hard for them to shut that off. Like, it is all you have known for most of your life.
I would imagine it consumes you, yeah. It
100%. I mean, I'm talking 18-hour workdays, like the longest workdays. So, it yes, absolutely consumes you. But when you're done with that, it's like, what do I do with my hands here? So, it's very, very hard.
A lot of golf.
It's very hard for those guys to hang it up. So, hats off to him for a long, long career in the NFL.
Somebody else that probably is due to retire. I'm reading the story this morning about Katy Perry facing low ticket sales for her new tour. 70% of the seats remain unsold.
You think she's
going to
pull a J-Lo?
U.S. arenas.
Remember J-Lo kind of did the thing. Oh,
she did.
Not
she's
tour.
Like, never mind.
Right.
Yeah, just kidding.
Psych!
Yeah.
Psych!
Yeah.
70%, though, that's pretty darn big.
Well, she also teamed up with the guy that has all those allegations against him with
producer
the Kesha.
Luke.
The producer Luke. And like, the
what was producer Luke? So I don't remember
he
this.
He essentially did very bad things to Kesha.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But, yes. I mean, drove her out of the music industry for a dang near a decade because of the things that he did. And Katy Perry was like, well, he produced some of my songs early on in my career, so we're going to go right back to him. And a lot of women that listened to Katy Perry did not like that.
Yeah, because she went to producer Luke for her latest album, and he has his hand in a lot of those songs. So people were, like, wait a minute, Katy Perry, that's not a cool thing to do. Okay.
Well, her ticket sales are in the toilet right now. And really, like, she hasn't had a hit in
forever.
I mean, California Girls came out like 2012.
The fact that, you know, she did come out and think she could do a huge arena tour when she hasn't had a radio hit in
a long
time.
Mighty bold of her, isn't
it? Come on, Katie.
Yeah.
Go back to American Idol.
Good luck, Katie. Are we giving away Katy Perry tickets anytime soon?
We are not.
Now that I brought that up, I'm looking at it. I was like, are we giving those away this week? No, it doesn't look like we are. Thank goodness.